Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
Like we gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
We here at the Beer Coasters Podcast are upping our listener base, so up yours. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I am your host this week, the last week of this wonderful year.
Aww. Awesome.
And with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And if I haven't mentioned it, this is Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! This is the last issue of the year. This is our winter warmer land month. This is Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. Auld,
that's what I said. Auld Lang Syne.
Said all day.
All day? All day.
All day, baby.
All day. That's right.
All night.
All day, all week, all night. We're drinking beer. So, on this week's show for a fermentation conversation, we are going to try some Harpoon's Chocolate Stout.
Yeah, baby.
Then we'll go on to some tasting flights. Toby, what are you going to try?
I am going to try Red Hook Brewing's Eisbach 28.
Eisbach.
Sounds icy.
Yeah.
How about you, Chris?
It's not in a can.
I am going to be trying Bud Ice from No, just kidding.
Sweet.
I'm going to be trying Chalk Beers Winter Warmer, which is a Baltic-style porter.
Nice.
New brewery for me.
Grimsty.
New brewery.
And I will be trying a Shipyard's Prelude, a special ale. It is their winter warmer.
Cool.
And in lieu of this holiday season, we're going to give you guys a little break here. And there's no hop topic.
Yeah, we're giving them the break.
We're giving them the break. And the You're Brewmasters welcome. Episode, because we're kind of a week behind. Are we going to do that this week? Will we have that recorded for this week?
What?
Or will it be on next week's show?
It'll be on next week's show.
Next week's show.
Yeah. Next week's show. Okay.
A little bit behind, but...
Yeah. And if you knew what our recording schedule is like this month, you'd be a hell of a lot more confused than we are.
Hey, just be happy we're putting one out every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying. We're trying
this,
like hell.
This gives the Beer Coasters a chance to take a well-needed vacation for a few weeks to
take a little
have
break
the holidays.
And spend some time with the family for the holidays. And
look at me talking like I haven't...
drinking beer.
Like I haven't been taking breaks lately.
Right.
Hey, I had surgery that didn't count.
I saw the doctor's note. It's valid.
Mike signed
off
on it.
We got our hilarious tweet of the week this week.
Oh, this one's a good one.
Not sure if we have any backwash. We'll soon find out. And last call. But right now, we're going to drink some chocolate stout.
Sweet.
Chocolate. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah. Thank you, Windsor, Vermont.
For this week's fermentation conversation, we talked about Harpoon's Chocolate Stout. Well, that's what we're trying here in this segment.
All right.
Hey,
it's an amazing coincidence.
Yeah.
This is from Harpoon Brewery out of Boston, Massachusetts, and Windsor, Vermont, as mentioned. Their website is www.harpoonbrewery.com. This is part of their Wintry Mix Pack.
Wintry!
And it's a limited edition. The ABV is a 5.9%. The IBUs are 40. Rate Beer rates this a 95 out of 100. Beer Advocate uses you guys to chomping at the...
Yes!
The bit.
Chomping at the horse blanket.
That's right.
Beer Advocate uses rate this a B, and the Alstrom Brothers have not been sent this beer. Let's crack it.
Oh, thank you.
For malts, they basically use different roasted and kilned malts as well as chocolate malts.
Ooh, that looks nice.
And they mentioned a touch of chocolate as well.
That is pretty.
Nice.
Very
and dark.
There's some ruby highlights.
About a finger of head.
Yeah. Tan head.
Light brown, yeah. Light brown tan head. I got about two fingers of head.
Ooh.
Big bubbles.
And
chocolates and
chocolate.
Cherries?
Big chocolate.
It smells like a cordial cherry. Like a
I'm
chocolate.
Getting chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate covered cherry.
Yeah.
I'm getting some roasted chocolate, some dark chocolate, some cocoa powdery chocolate.
Cocoa powder.
Like a little bit of coffee.
Yep.
Yeah, like a lighter roasted coffee, I think.
Yeah, it actually smells like a chocolate coffee that you would get, you know, like the beans before you go to one of those coffee shops
like
and they have the different
like
blends of coffee.
With chocolate, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a sip.
Reminds me of Christmas time.
Taking a sip,
More chocolate.
More chocolate, yep.
A little bit of breadiness, a little bit of bready malts, but mostly chocolate. Getting like a cocoa powder like on the tongue.
Yeah, it's very...
I get more Hershey's chocolate syrup than I get cocoa powder.
Yeah.
Yes, it is very like chocolate milk. It's got that kind of consistency to it. Not consistent, the flavor.
Oh, man, it's got an awesome aftertaste.
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
It's got a very light bitterness right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of cleans everything up. But then if you inhale, you still get... There's still chocolate on the tongue.
This is a tasty guy.
This is this fella is tasty.
I had this over Thanksgiving and actually had it with a dessert. And the dessert itself was chocolate. And this beer still kind of held up in the chocolate category.
Yeah, I wonder. I would be curious to try that because... I've never really paired a chocolate beer with chocolate. Why do
and
you need
I
more
wouldn't
chocolate?
Have either. It just kind of happened that way.
Well, but Toby,
if I were going to pair this with something.
But I could see that.
Go ahead.
Remember, Toby, we did the that chocolate oak-aged Yeti with chocolate, dark chocolate pieces, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And it was...
Oh, like as samples to kind of... Yeah, see, I kind of like that too because you're kind of trying to see... The chocolate flavors that you're getting,
yeah.
If I were gonna pair this, I'm thinking more of like a berry dessert, like a raspberry creme brulee or something.
Yeah.
Really, where the chocolate would kind of pay off with a berry flavored dessert, I think.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big
what about you?
Berry guy, but I agree. Like a good like blueberry dessert, like a blueberry crumble, I think would go really well.
Blueberry would be interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't quite had the blueberries with chocolate. I'd like to try that. What about you, Toby?
I'm just thinking cookies.
Just thinking chocolate.
Like Christmas cookies, you know, either the butter cookies or the sugar cookies or...
The butter cookies might be a nice match. If I had to say anything, well, I'll wait till last call to talk about more of what I think of it. Anyway, that's it. Harpoon Chocolate Stout.
All right.
So you
get a chance, check it out.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
For reals? Mike is for reals, so I'm going with it. This is Toby out west. I am trying Red Hook Brewing Company's Icebach 28. Nice. Red Hook is out of Seattle, Washington, and now they're also out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They've been brewing since 1981. The head brewer on this Icebach 28 is Greg Desch. The website is www.redhook.com. The style is an iced winter lager or Icebach. And we haven't done an Icebach on the show before. Episode number 84, and we haven't done an Icebach.
I wonder yet. Who would have a good explanation as to what an Icebach is.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Or the Icebach.
Somebody we know has got to know something about Icebachs.
Maybe the beer jargon guy.
And now time for craft beer jargon.
For this week's beer jargon, the term is icebox. Icebox are created by freezing off a portion of the water and removing it from the beer. This forms a concentrate of sorts, increasing the beer's body, flavor, and alcohol content.
Well, thank you, nice. Beer jargon guy.
Thanks again. Man, he's like a regular British Wikipedia.
That's right.
For beer.
So this one comes in at 11% ABV with 30 IBUs. And I picked this up for probably about $8 or $9. I can't really remember. And it's a 22-ounce. It's available in the fall. It's part of their limited release series. The hops they use are Alchemy and Sterling. The malts they use are Two Row Pale, Caramel, Vienna, and Munich. And it is recommended a one-year shelf life. Ratebeer gives this a 90 out of 100 with a B from the Beer Advocate. Users cracking it.
Crack that bitty.
Nice pop.
Yeah, I just thought of a couple new show ideas. Just now.
Oh, yeah?
Just like that. Yeah.
Great.
Like an alchemy show?
It's a nice reddish.
I like that.
Reddish color, a little bit of orange highlights, kind of like a golden red. I got about a half finger of
ice.
Off-white head. No, there's no ice in it.
Actually, it looks pretty. It's a pretty looking beer.
Look at that. It kind of looks like honey a little bit, except for not as brown. Anyway, on the news.
I like my honey dark.
Some stank in there, some funk. Ooh, there's something. I don't want to say eggy, but there's
eggy.
Yeah, kind of. It almost makes me think of yolk. It's weird.
Not what I would have expected.
But it's just kind of funky
yolk's
malt.
On you.
Funky malt with some grassiness in there.
Funky malt Medina. What is that funk?
Why don't you taste it and find out?
Maybe some dark fruit. All right, fine. Take a sip.
Okay.
If you gotta.
Taking a sip, yeah! This is thick. Thick, chewy.
Thick like a pickle.
I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is locked.
There's some honey. There's a woodiness to it.
Are you getting any of that icy goodness? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, man, but this has some density to it.
Are you supposed to add water to that beer?
Maybe.
Does it say it's beer from concentrate?
Yeah.
Kind of like the orange juice you get out of the freezer?
Yeah.
It's actually supposed
oranges.
To be frozen when you got it.
It does have a little orange peel-ness to it. There's some definite alcohol warming. This is big. And it ends on a very grassy, a little bit of a like a musty, biscuity-ness in the aftertaste.
Musty biscuits. Sounds like a new funk band.
Yeah. Musty biscuits.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the Musty Biscuits. The new hit, Icebox. This is funky, man. For a food pairing, I don't know. I might have to go with like some German fare, you know, like bratwurst, chicken and dumplings, potatoes, you know.
Chicken and dumplings are German?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Something sausage and potatoes and
something sausage
stuff like that.
something sausage.
The brand new breakfast treat, something sausage.
That's from Jimmy Dean. So this is the Icebox 28 from Red Hook Brewing Company out of Seattle, Washington, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Back coastal beers.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
He's dynamite.
And here we are in the middle. So for my tasting flight this week, I am trying the Baltic Style Porter Winter Ale from Chalk Beer. So this is a new brewery, or new to me, and
new to the podcast.
It's Chalk Brewing, C-H-O-C Brewing, out of Krebs, Oklahoma. Their website is www.chalkbeer.com. It's C-H-O-C beer.com.
Did you say
style of
Krebs?
Krebs.
K-R-E-B-S.
All right.
Style of this beer is Baltic Porter. ABV, I don't know. IBUs,
what? I don't know.
Ingredients.
No ABV on the bottle?
Wait a second.
No, there's not an ABV on the bottle.
Isn't that Texas law?
I don't know. But yeah, there's very little information on this beer.
Very strange. Very cryptic website. It's kind of like our decoder ring.
Yeah. The rate beer rating doesn't have one. It's too new to rate. Beer Advocate users give it a B-. And the Alstrom Brothers give it a B- as well.
Wow.
Wow.
So these guys actually sent some.
Oh, that's right. Right there on Beer Advocate. It says ABV ?
Yep.
That is weird.
Wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Interesting.
Whoa.
You're right there?
Well, I poured just a little bit in there, and bam, here come the head.
And you did say you thought it was bottle conditioned, right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is bottle conditioned. There's all kinds of sediment on the bottom.
Nice.
I believe you disturbed the yeast.
The yeast are not very happy with you.
It's farting a lot of CO2.
Let's hope it crapped enough alcohol.
Alcohol.
You need a spoon?
I do. So
maybe a straw.
There's some interesting there's some interesting notes in here on the nose. I'm trying to place it. A little bit of toffee and caramel. Kind of biscuity. I need it to go down so I can pour some more.
Just wipe your nose and then stick your finger.
I got like five fingers of head.
For the first time on the Beer Coasters podcast, we use a spoon.
It's a very dark beer. Very brown.
You have
very fluffy.
You have,
and the problem is it's got a really fluffy
it's
head.
Like half that's, head, half
it's half
beer.
And half.
And the head's not dissipating.
You can seriously
so
scoop it out.
Some interesting malt characters. Like I said, chocolate and toffee.
Such a great combination.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, the peanut butter and chocolate. It's kind of like up there in the top five combinations.
Oh, yeah, well, peanut butter and chocolate is the top combination, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't actually reciting them in order.
It's just Sitter. Like sitting there. It's not going down.
Well, there's some good head retention.
That's anyway. Good.
Yeah, it's a little too good, actually.
Did you get the whole beer in there?
No.
Seriously, scoop some out. I wasn't kidding about the spoon. Use the spoon.
But why a spoon, sir? Because it'll hurt more. There is no spoon. Because it'll hurt more.
There is no spoon.
Okay, here you go.
So, yeah. Chocolate, toffee on the nose.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This flavor's interesting because it's not. It's not thick, and there isn't very much chocolate in the flavor, which is strange because I was expecting more.
I think you got cheated because you got to try the chocolate stout first.
Yeah, that's
probably sucked up all the chocolate.
Oh, it's got some.
All the parts of the tongue that taste chocolate are filled with harpoons.
Yeah. It's got some interesting roastiness, a little bit of vanilla, and some coffee. Hmm. It's really interesting. It's kind of sour on the aftertaste. I don't get much sourness in the middle, but after swallowing it and kind of sitting there for a minute, it kind of brings in some tartness.
Hmm.
Oh, what did you say it was? Did you say it was a winter warmer?
It's a Baltic porter.
Baltic porter. Right. I think some of the best porters have that tiny bit of tartness.
Well,
like the Anchor Porter, the Mayflower Porter, there should be that little tartness in there. Almost like a berry.
Well, aren't the Baltic porters, aren't they lagers? Aren't they dark lagers? I thought that's what they were.
Or they're basically like porters with lager yeast or something.
Yeah, something
right?
like that. Because we did the Baltic effect? Porter show. And even though the beers that we used were ales, the actual like Baltic porters, I believe, are something weird like that. Like they're actually lagers that are brewed like porters, something like that. Like they use lager yeast or something, or they're brewed at colder temperatures. Like they use a colder ale yeast or something like that. Something like that.
Not sure.
I can't remember. Yeah, you know, day to day. It's like, well, what episode was that? We're at 84 now, so it's like.
But yeah, some interesting smokiness in there. That's nice. If I was gonna pair this with something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because a little bit of sourness, maybe like maybe like turkey. I think like a roast turkey, like a real herby turkey might go good.
Nice.
But then again, I could have just pulled that out of my ass.
Can't go wrong with herby turkey.
Herby turkey. So yeah, that's the Baltic style porter from Chalk Brewing out of Krebs, Oklahoma.
Real quick. Not all Baltic porters use lager yeast, but some do. That's all I gotta say about that.
And I don't get any metallic,
like
lageriness in this. So I'm betting that they're not doing the lager yeast in this.
Usually, it's supposed to be a more robust style porter, but sometimes thinner. It's weird. Baltic porters are weird, man. They're all over the place.
I think this is not more robust than a standard porter. I think it's actually thinner.
Yeah.
Than a traditional porter. I don't know. It's interesting.
Oh, it's different from a robust. It's softer and sweeter.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Mike, you want to drink?
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Mikey.
Would you go, Mikey?
All right. Time for my tasting flight. For my tasting flight this week, I'm trying Shipyard's Prelude Special Ale. This is from Shipyard Brewing Company out of Portland, Maine. Their website is www.shipyard.com. If you guys remember, the master brewer is Alan Pugsley. I did the Pugsley's signature series, Imperial Porter, on our, I don't know if it was an Imperial Porter show or just an Imperial show, like one of our Imperial Trilogy shows or something. Dun, 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 this dun, is their dun, dun, seasonal winter warmer. The ABV of this beer is 6.8%. For malts, they use two-row British Pale Ale, Crystal, Chocolate, Roasted Barley. For hops, they use Cascade, Tetnang, Fuggle, and Goldings. For yeast, they use the top fermenting English Ale yeast. And this beer was first brewed in 93 and is available November to January. Wow. Rate Beer rates this a 77 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Ulster Brothers rate it an A.
Whoa.
I'm cracking it.
Fuggle makes me think of like a cheap Smurf knockoff.
Yeah.
Fuggles.
Fuggles. Except they're green.
Yeah.
Green Fuggles. All right. So this is a deep golden color, similar to an amber ale. It's
deep.
A little darker. It's got a little less than a finger of head. Pretty decent retention, though. And might even be some lacing going on here. On the nose.
Nose it.
Ooh. A very creamy caramel. Almost like a Kraft caramel kind of smell to it.
Kraft caramel?
You know, the Kraft, you know, like just, I don't know. There's something crafty. A little creamier about those caramels.
Little squares.
That's like a the hell is that smell? Like a butterscotch pudding.
Mmm.
Got a very kind of butterscotchy. It's a very, it's weird, but it smells creamy. It's got like a creamy, buttery,
yeah,
caramely aroma.
I've smelled creamy before on the show.
I don't know. I can't smell you through the microphone. I'm going to take a sip.
Killing me.
Taking a sip. Yeah.
Wow. This
wow
instantly reminds me of if I have like an import, like a something from like Fuller's or Samuel Smith's. There's something very British in character about this this flavor, very creamy caramel maltiness. There's some spices in there too. It's not quite syrupy, but it has kind of a creamy sweetness without being too sweet. It kind of has a little bit of that. What is it? Anderson Valley has kind of the really buttery type beers, and it's similar to that, where it has a very, very creamy maltiness. Not much in the warming category. I'm not getting too much of the alcohol, but some good flavors in here. Maybe even a little bit of chocolate. It's starting to dry up a little bit on the tongue. There's almost like a little bit of a hot bittering at the end. There's maybe some biscuit type malts in there too. See, now, I'm kind of thinking that turkey might be a good pairing with this one as well.
Mm.
I don't know if anybody's ever had the deep fried turkey.
Mm-hmm. But,
that would be,
I think, pretty good with this. Yeah. Anyway, if you get a chance to check it out this season, it's Shipyard's A Prelude Special Ale.
It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet of the Week! It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet of the Week, yeah!
B. Kean Apple says, I has had a little beer, but it is a genuine welcome back.
It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the Week, yeah.
All right, everybody. Last call.
This is the last call of the year, folks. Pint ratings, Toby, what's up?
The last call of the year.
Ding.
Oh, right. Snap. That's some pressure now. Well, this Harpoon Chocolate Stout is some tasty stuff. I like it, man. It reminds me of chocolate-flavored coffee. that I drink around the holidays. It's tasty. I'm going to go with 4.5.
Ding.
Can't go full 5, not sure why. I mean, it is really, really good, but it's not completely knocking my socks off, but it's pretty good. Now, to the Red Hook Icebox 28. I gotta say, right now, this is not one of my favorite types of beers so far. I don't know if I've ever had an Icebox before, but this thing is thick, it's heavy, it's high ABV, it's not very drinkable. I should say it's not drinkable at all. I mean, it's not at all. I mean, that sounds bad, but it's not. It's a sipper, definitely. But if you are looking to get smashed and don't care so much about the flavor, go for this one. Because even though it's only 11%, I mean, I've had beers that are higher ABV than this, but this just feels high ABV. It feels like it's going to tear me up. It feels like it's going to give me a headache tomorrow. So, I mean, so it's hard for me to drink the whole thing. So, I'm going to have to go with 2, and I feel bad because it's not... I don't think that it's a bad beer. It's just not my... It's not my style, you know? I don't really dig these kind of beers. Now that I've had it, I'm like, well, it's very reminiscent of a very heavy barley wine. It's got some nice, interesting notes in there, some interesting flavors, but in the end, it's too much for me. Too much. It's crazy. It's an animal.
Animal.
There you go. It's an animal. So if you like those kind of beers, if you like those big, huge, heavy, alcohol, syrupy beers, go for it.
All right. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, so for the... Harpoon Chocolate Stout. I'm right there with Toby. I really like this beer a lot. I was a little off put by the chocolate flavoring versus like a real chocolate, like a real bitter chocolate. So I still liked it a lot and it was very tasty, but I think I'm going to go with 4 pints on it. I would have liked more of a like real chocolate flavor. But I will say, this is a beer that I could pick up a 6-pack of and have a 6-pack of it easy. You know, it's a very sessionable chocolate stout. So
yeah, lots of good flavors and very drinkable.
And a very good introduction to people as well. Hey, you want a chocolate flavored beer? Check this out.
So for my chalk beer. Baltic style porter. I'm really conflicted on this beer because it's good, but it's just not much. Like, there isn't a lot to it, not a lot of complexity, and it's very thin, and I don't know. So I'm going to go with 3 pints for this guy. It was good. I mean, it was good. It wasn't a bad beer by any means. There were no bad flavors in it at all. It just wasn't, like, knock my socks off, so. Yeah.
Well, for me, the Harpoon, a chocolate stout. I think I'm more in line with Chris on this one. I kind of feel a little fooled by chocolate flavor. And I feel like, I don't know. Part of me feels like I'm
taking
a little
it
bit
personal?
Cheated. I am. I don't know why. Because I enjoyed it when I first had it. I was like, wow, this beer is like all chocolate. And I, like I said, I had it with a chocolate dessert. And I still got the chocolate from the beer. But I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna give it a 4 because it's super drinkable. You can keep drinking it and you get chocolate in every sip.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with chocolate. But in comparison, I've tried Sam Adams Chocolate Bock. And the beer actually sat, with the chocolate, like at the bottom of the fermenter, just like a bed of chocolate. And that is more real. And I kind of feel like I hoped that something like that, Harpoon could, maybe achieve something like that instead of the whole. Because it did. Hershey's chocolate syrup is a good description of where that chocolate flavor is coming from. Anyway, it maybe it could have been a little bit creamier. I think if it was a little bit creamier of a beer, then it would have even stepped it up even more. But anyway, for my other beer, the Shipyard Prelude, this is great. This totally reminds me of, you know, sitting in a British pub and, you know, having some fish and chips or and having this beer. I really enjoyed it. It really surprises me that this is, you know, from Shipyard. Not that I don't like Shipyard beers, but there's something very British about this beer. I'm giving this one a 4.5.
Yeah.
I kind of want to give it a 5, and I really don't know why I'm not giving it a 5.
Come on, man. It's Christmas.
So I'm going to give it a 5. It's the end of the year. I'm giving this beer a 5. I really like this beer. I will purchase this beer. This is kind of
Mike.
We'll buy more six pack. Like, you guys will get the Sierra Nevada celebration. I'll grab a six pack of this again and share it and drink it.
You're not going to get the Sierra Nevada celebration. What's your problem?
Yes, of course I will. I'll get the Anchor, Christmas. You know, Christmas, and all the other beers that I absolutely love.
Okay,
but check this one out. You get a chance, Shipyard Prelude. I'm digging it. A very, very British winter warmer.
With your nose like that, it sounds like you said, "I'm digging it."
It's that good.
I'm digging it.
I don't know if we do. We
it
have.
Fits.
God, this is how it's all gonna end. This is how we're going out.
Sorry, this is the ice box talking.
Yeah. Do we have any individual shout-outs this week? Anybody want to throw anything out there?
Shockbeer.com.
Redhook. Redhook.com.
And I'm going to throw out Shipyard.com. And, of course, Harpoon, which I believe is HarpoonBrewery.com.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter. Did you guys know that?
I knew that.
Yeah.
Twitter.
I knew that.
And we're Beer Coasters Pod. And Facebook. You can find us there too. All kinds of stuff. You can actually become a fan now on Facebook, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, Beer Coasters Podcast on Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you have any comments or suggestions about the show, if you want to let us know about your favorite beer, your favorite bar, you can email us. And that email is backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave us audio backwash by calling 339-BACKWASH, BAKWASH, or 339-225-9274.
And you can also leave us backwash on the website. Just go to the little backwash link, and that website is beercoasterspodcast.com. Also, subscribe to us in iTunes and at podcast.com.
Oh, yeah. Podcast.com. We're like 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
For your beer coasters swag, your shirts, your steins and stickers and things, you can go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the little shop link on the top bar there. It will take you to the Beer Coaster swag section. Okay. Tell your friends. Tell your friends, friends. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all listeners very, very much.
And don't forget, if you're in the Las Vegas area, go to Aces and Ales. They're always doing great tappings there. It's a great little craft beer bar. It's a much-needed spot in Las Vegas. Tell them the Beer Coaster sent you, and you get your first pint free. That's right.
That's awesome.
First pint is free. And they got good stuff on draft there. And you can find them on MySpace, and they're also on Facebook, Aces and Ales. And don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local, because local's fresh.
And during this holiday season, remember, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
That is it.
Episode
that wraps
84
it up. This year, the last episode.
Happy New Year.
Of the year.
Cheers.
See you next year. Happy New
Happy
Year.
New Year. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa. Come on in.
Bi-coastal beers.
Wherever you go, wherever you do, I'll be right here waiting for you.
Wow.